You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to the Coaching Youth Hoops Podcast.
They're playing basketball.
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 Here's our hosts, Steve Collins.
Steve Collins.
And Bill Flitter.
Bill Flitter.
That's all you can do.
All I can do. Coach and I were laughing because we're talking about tournament time. And it's in, fingers crossed, tournament gods show up. Let's hope.
Well, if you get healthy, right, and come back from that and surprise a few teams, right?
You never know. It's the greatest thing. March Madness is awesome. All right, welcome to Coaching Youth Hoops.
Coach. And
I'd like to give a big shout-out to our sponsors, right?
Yeah, game changer. Coaches, go to gc.com/coachingyouthhoops for your free basketball app that will allow you to take stats, do live video recording, live viewing of the game. So if a parent, grandparent can't be there but wants to see the game live, they can log in, become a family member. Also, the one thing that I love that I just discovered on it as I'm playing around with the app more and more is video highlights per person, so per player. Just absolutely amazing. So they can go in and see just individual clips of their game.
What I usually say is it's also great. The videotaping thing is it's free. You can upload it. It's like grandma can watch it in Western Wyoming, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and as a high school coach, you know what you pay for the professional version of Huddle.
Right. Yes. Huddle. I guess you say that.
Yeah. All right, coaches, go to gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. Download it, try it out. It's free.
It's free. It is. All right. So coach, what's today's topic?
Okay, we're gonna this is a topic from our Facebook group, but I ran into this myself for years and still do. And we do a particular drill to help players not continue to do this. But coaches, hopefully you can relate to this. Imagine this, you're in a game, and your players are rebounding. You've been, working on rebounding in practice, boxing out, right? But your players are getting caught underneath the net area in the rim. And that's where they're trying to rebound the ball, either offense or defense. And then right on offense, they're trying to put it back up. And they look up, I'm too far under, right? Or I'm right underneath the net. And what do I do in that particular case?
Okay, so first of all, why?
Yeah. Why
does that happen?
I think they just lose sight of where they're at and or they get pushed underneath there if they're right. And, it's a battle And you know, it's funny because they just look up waiting for the ball to drop. It's like they're baby birds looking for mom to give them a worm with their mouth open, right? It's kind of crazy, but yeah, and it's pretty common. And for a
You know what I
youth
do is
player,
I show them, I said, is it hard to get a rebound? And I'll literally put them under the basket at the youth level. I've done this with my varsity guys. And I say, wow, this is a great rebound to get. And they go, what do you mean? I go, the ball went in. Like, you don't need to rebound the ball that went in. So I physically show them that. And you can even do that at the youth level. Like, is this where we want to rebound? Because I don't think they intuitively know what we're talking about. This was happening to us early in the season because we were getting shoved under the basket. I go, they're shoving into the basket because the only rebound you're going to get is one that goes in. And that doesn't do you any good, right? Because the basket went in. Like, so I think you gotta physically, you have to show them that. Because I don't think sometimes they really realize what they're doing. They're doing what you said. They're going after the rebound. They're trying to get the ball. But I don't think they realize, like, well, yeah, like the ball, the only one you're getting is the one that goes in, not the bounce off or does anything else. So I think you
Well, if
get.
you think about this, coach, in the youth game too, that's the game, meaning you're underneath the basket most of the time because they're not shooting that far out, right? You might be doing some mid-ranges and things like that, and maybe a few threes depending on the talent level. Of course, as you get fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade, maybe, but the most of the majority of the game is happening in the paint around the rim, right? So we do this drill, and we'll definitely put it in the show notes, because I think it's one of the better drills that I've done over the years to help with this.
Okay,
And you
hold on,
nailed
hold
it.
on,
Go
hold
ahead.
on. Before we do that, let's give a big shout out to our sponsor.
Yeah, gc.com/coachingyouthhoops. Go check it out. It's game changer. You
And
can
so then you can videotape the game, and then you
videotape
can
the
see
game.
it, and then you can show them, and then grandma in Western Wyoming, like I said earlier, can see it too. Like, why is Johnny under the basket?
That's right. And she's yelling at the screen, right? Doesn't that coach know what he's doing?
Doing what's he's yes. That's a different topic. That's a different topic, coach. That's a different
That's
topic.
right. Well, and the beautiful thing about the Game Changer app is you can see all the rebounds and you can physically show them, like you said, look, this is how you're getting caught underneath the basket, right? Okay, you got it, got the visual. Is that a good place, right? You can use that as a training tool. So gc.com/coachingyouthhoops.
So go ahead,
Drill.
finish
I
what
was
you're
going to go
saying
through,
with the
yeah, I was
drill,
going
the
to go through a
drill.
drill, and we'll put this in the show notes. You guys can go check it out. I call it, I got to maybe come up with a better name, but it's called continuous rebounding or continuous shooting, depending on which one you want to emphasize. But it's basically a 2-on-2 game, and it's a game to 3 points. And if you have more than four players, all the other players are outside the three rebounding. The coach is continuously shooting a ball. If the ball touches the ground, it's a dead ball. They kick it out. You can do a bounce pass to your partner, and it's no dribble. Okay. So basically, what's happening in this drill, they're offense, you don't know who's on offense or defense. Whoever gets the ball is on offense, right? So it's, and you play to three. And so you're constantly boxing out and getting position away from right underneath the basket. And we literally do this on a, if we're not doing this every day, we're doing it at least once a week if we're having two practices. And you get the ball, you go right back up with it. And you're working on so many things,
Thanks.
pivoting, re-boxing out, going strong with the ball, not bringing the ball down on a rebound, on defense, right? I let them go a little bit harder, meaning on defense, they can follow a little bit, right? We don't want anything over the top or pushes and all that kind of stuff. But at the same time, they get a slap here or there. That's okay. Because, the game, as the refs don't always catch everything.
They
So
don't.
you
It's
got to let them play through.
amazing. That's
Got to let
amazing.
them play through that. And it's a physical. It's physical.
Yeah,
I just did this
that
with
would be a
my.
hard one to do with elementary. I'm just
Oh
that's
no, I do it with my third and fourth grade.
really
Oh yeah, and they. I just did it the other day,
right.
and they're banging on one. And these are, and I coach girls too. So, they're they're pushing on each other. They're trying to get position. They realize like, oh, I can't catch that ball under because I got to shoot it right away. And so they're working on their pivots. Their partner is then getting position so they can shoot it, right? If they do get caught underneath the basket. So it helps with court awareness as well. And what that does, I think, for it's a tough game and you're in until you score three
Three.
times. So
It's tiring.
the quicker I score and get better positioning, the quicker I'm done with this game, right? Right. There's that kind of incentive, and I let them choose. If you win, you stay in, or if you win, you can come out,
About
right?
like that.
And the thing that I love, they all want to stay in.
I know they do. They
Right.
do. All
Yeah.
right. Anything
So it's
else,
awesome
coach?
too. I don't know if you had any other thoughts on how to get them to, but I think it's just training.
No, I
I
think
think
that
it's
drill,
just
it's
is
that training. I
yeah.
think that's a, I mean, I don't have anything to add to that. I think that's a good training drill. I mean, it's like you gotta like, it's the visualization and it's like,
It's a combination of
it
those two
is, it's
things.
a combination of those two things. You gotta drill it and you gotta talk to them about it. And part of it is physicality. Like at the youth level, you're gonna end up with kids that look like they're 37 years old. Sorry. And it's going to be hard physically. Some of that stuff's hard physically. So you do what you do. And I always, you know, rebounding is about positioning. It's about angles. It's about getting lower than your opponent. It's similar to playing
Low
defense.
man wins. I always say that. Low
Low
man wins,
man,
right?
low man wins. I love that. We're going to end with that. All right. And big shout out to Game Changer, right? What's the URL, coach?
GC.com/coaching youth hoops. Go check it out, coaches.
All
Free
right.
app.
Sports Social Podcast Network.